The Office of Management and Budget has announced the first year-over-year decrease in contract spending since 1997. In a phone press conference, OMB Deputy Director for Management Jeffrey Zients says contract spending went down from $550 billion in fiscal 2009 to $539 billion in 2010.
Contracting, it continued to grow at the rate that it did under the prior administration. When it doubled in 8 years, it would have reached $615 billion last year, some $80 billion more than the actual level we're reporting today. Indeed, we have reversed the trend of uncontrollable growth. So while we certainly have much work still to do, today's result that contracting actually decreased for the first time since 1997 is a major milestone and demonstrates our ability to do more with less.
President Obama set two goals for agencies around contracting: find $40 billion in savings and reduce risk of high-risk contracts. Dan Gordon is the administrator in the Office of Federal Procurement Policy and says agencies hit the $40 billion mark, reducing contract spending 7% overall. And Gordon says agencies also made some progress on changing the types of contracts they use.
The percentage of dollars in new sole source contracts dropped by 6% compared to the prior year. We would have liked it to have been more. There are agencies that actually achieved more. There are agencies that did less. In situations where agencies ran competitions but only received one bid, we actually had an achievement that was greater than the goal. We had an 11% drop. In time and materials contracts, we had significant improvement that was very satisfactory. In cost reimbursement, the final category, in fact, the numbers show a relative increase. There are a couple of reasons that might be driving that. As agencies move away from time and materials contract, which we view as the riskiest category, some of them are shifting to cost reimbursement, which does reduce risk.
Now, Gordon says there was also a change in the way information is recorded in the federal procurement data system that could be distorting the number of cost reimbursement contracts agencies used last year. OMB's Jeff Zients says that despite the achievements, the president's proposed budget for 2012 calls for even more reductions. The proposed budget will focus on cutting administrative and contract costs, but Gordon says it will target certain types of contracts.
We're working with the agencies to focus on reducing spending for professional and technical services bought from contractors. Professional technical services is sort of a term of art, but in general terms, it is the work that contractors are providing in our acquisition shops, in our IT shops, in other areas that we have come to rely on contractors, and it's been somewhat challenging for us. This is an area that has grown disproportionately over the past decade, and we see significant potential for savings. We're talking about a decrease of about 10%.
OFPP's Dan Gordon says agencies can't just spend less on contracts. They have to spend smarter. He says agencies can learn from industry to improve their purchasing strategies. Now, OMB has released a memo giving agencies guidance about how to increase their communication with the private sector. Gordon calls it the myth-busting memo.
Too often we're hearing myths about not being able to talk with industry. And in fact, we can talk with industry and we need to talk with industry more. We will get better contracts from doing that. We'll get newer technology and we can get better prices.
Zients says insourcing is not playing a big role in reducing the number of professional services contracts. He says OMB never considered insourcing a potential source of dramatic savings because they view it as a good government management initiative, not a cost savings initiative. OMB is expected to issue new guidance around inherently governmental contracting and related positions in the coming months. And Federal News Radio reporter Meg Beasley worked on the story. She's the one who produced it. You can get all of the information you need on federalnewsradio.com.
And as you heard Dan Gordon mention, OMB also released a new memo trying to bring agencies and industry closer together. The guidance tries to bust those 10 common myths about industry-government communication. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller now is on the line with details about that memo. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So the memo mentions 10 common myths. What are some of them?
Well, a couple of those are very interesting. A lot of them are the common sense myths that we see time and again. But let me just go over a few of them. One myth is agencies cannot meet one-on-one with a potential vendor. That is obviously not true. OMB says, in fact, the goal is not to give vendors preferential treatment. So you can meet with them. You can share information with them. You just have to share information in a, what they call a timely manner with everybody else. So if you tell your vendor, okay, the vendor that you're meeting with, we're going to release the acquisition strategy in a week, you have to put that announcement out within so many minutes, so many hours of them leaving, so they don't have a leg up on everyone else. And if the vendor is educating the agency about a possible technology or a solution to the problem or marketing a specific tool, this also doesn't fall into those one-on-one discussions. It doesn't fall into that conflict of interest gray area either. And I think that was another big concern. Another myth is communications with contractors is like communications with registered lobbyists. And because registered lobbyists, when you talk to them, it requires disclosure. Therefore, agencies should avoid meetings with contractors because, again, disclosure. OMB, again, says this is not true. Disclosure is only required in certain meetings with contractors, mostly around the Recovery Act funding. And most contractors are not registered lobbyists either, so therefore disclosure is not needed. Another common myth is that when an agency awards a contract through a task order or a multiple award contract, the agency is not required to give the losing bidder a debriefing, meaning they're going to talk with them and tell them why they lost. Now, while it's true debriefings are not required under the federal acquisition regulations for task order and delivery order contracts, OMB says that agencies actually should meet with them because it will help the vendor understand why they were unsuccessful. Why? What can they do for next time to do better? And in the end, that's going to help everyone. And instead, a lot of agencies just focus on providing the minimum amount of legally required information. And what OMB is saying is, no, you should provide the maximum amount of information.
So, Jason, what new requirements then does the memo give to agencies?
There's several new deadlines that are coming out from the memo. The first one is agencies must develop a draft vendor communications plan by June 30th. Now, this plan is going to be reviewed by the Office of Federal Procurement Policy and I thought this was very interesting, the Federal CIO's office. Now, agencies will eventually make their final plans available 30 days after OMB approves them. The OFPP and, again, Vivek Kundra's office, the CIO's office, will launch a new online community of practice by June as well. It will include strategies, lessons learned, best practices for communicating with vendors. And in fact, OFPP is going to get this process started just next month in March through a working group that's going to develop the requirements for the site. Now, finally, OFPP also will develop what they're calling a platform, maybe something like a wiki, something that everyone can have access to let agencies more easily talk with vendors. I'm thinking it's going to be similar to what GSA is doing with the Better Buy project and how they're kind of bringing people together online to communicate and work on specific procurements.
Now, did OMB mention inherently governmental positions or insourcing? Well, that seems to be the missing piece in all this.
I would very much agree that that's the one thing that we're still kind of waiting for that shoe to drop. Now, Jeff Zients is OMB's deputy director for management, and he says insourcing is not part of this myth-busting or contract savings effort. It's separate. It's a good management tool. He didn't really offer any new details about when the final regulations would come out around inherently governmental and other critical functions. But, you know, what I'm hearing from different people is it's still kind of a few months away. But I think it's the key piece because it will really give agencies an idea, okay, well, of these professional and technical services, which they're going to be told to cut 10% in the 2012 budget request, okay, where's the line fall? Is it really that much black and white, or is there a lot of gray? And I think it's still a lot of agencies.
And very quickly, Jason, did any of the officials from OMB ask people to say, why don't you just look up FAR Part 15? All of this is right in there.
Well, interestingly enough, it is. They've
been there
back
for 40 years.
Yeah. They refer back to that time and again in the myth-busting memo. But, you know, Tom, you've read the FAR. I mean, you know, you
I have.
Put to sleep.
Well, you know, if my career depended on it, I think I could get through FAR Part 15.
I think they're trying to simplify it in the memo. I think that's one of the things they're trying to do.